Celtic's cup final record against Dunfermline doesn't look exactly as you might expect. Most of the time it's happened, the Celts fall behind in the match, and the outcome isn't always a win for the Hoops. It's also a fixture that has featured some strange quirks of footballing fate. This is the story of what happens when the Celts face Dunfermline at Hampden. This weekend's Scottish Cup final will mark the sixth occasion that Celtic have faced Dunfermline in a National Cup final. So far, Celtic's record reads 4-1 and 1 loss. The first time that the two clubs met in a national final was a negative experience for the boys. It featured one very famous face in the opposition dugout. The year was 1961. Celtic had reached the Scottish Cup final for the first time since 1956. Their opponents were Dunfermline, who were contesting their first such final. In their dugout was a young and up-and-coming manager named Jock Steen. In the end, it took two matches before the result was settled. The first of these, played on the 22nd of April 1961, ended 0-0, despite the five men finishing with only 10 men following an injury. 4 days later, the two teams returned to Hampden. This time there was a definitive result, as Dunfermline's two second-half goals gave them the cup. It also gave Jock Steen his first senior trophy as a manager, although it would certainly not be the last. 4 years later, the footballing gods again brought together Celtic and Dunfermline in the Scottish Cup final, but there was a twist. It had one significant change from 1961. Jock Steen was again involved as a manager, but this time he sat in the Celtic dugout. Steen had arrived at Celtic just weeks beforehand, and he now had the chance to win Celtic's first major trophy since 1957. It proved to be a hugely exciting game, featuring one particularly iconic moment for the boys in green. At first, it looked like it would be another wonderful day for the Pars. They took the lead on 15 minutes, and may have had great hopes that they could hold out like last time with a clean sheet. However, in stepped Bertie Auld to again make the scoreline neutral. It seemed that this would be the case at half-time, until just beforehand when the black and white stripes edged in front. Sitting behind at the break, Celtic knew they had 45 minutes to save their final hopes. Within 7 minutes of the restart, Bertie Auld got his second of the day to again level things. And now came the hunt for the winner, at both ends. Each team threatened, but then with 9 minutes remaining, Billy McNeil rose above all others to head home. The sight of Caesar doing this has become a famous Celtic image. In many ways, it was symbolic of the Steen years. McNeil standing out and leading his team to glory. Jock Steen had his first Celtic prize and would soon celebrate even more. It was almost 4 decades until Celtic and Dunfermline again met in a national final. On that occasion, just like this weekend, Martin O'Neill was the Celtic manager. By May 2004, the boys had bounced back from the disappointment of the previous season, when although they had reached the UEFA Cup final, they had failed to win anything. In 2004, Celtic were again the league champions. In fact, Dunfermline had been the visitors to Celtic Park when the boys were handed the league trophy. Were they now going to witness another Celtic presentation ceremony, or would the Celts have to in fact watch their rivals claim the Scottish Cup? On the 22nd of May 2004, the two teams walked out at Hampden for the Scottish Cup final. It was an especially poignant day for Henrik Larsson, who was playing his last ever competitive game for Celtic. Once again, it was the Fife men who took the lead. After 40 minutes, they edged in front, leaving their fans dreaming of another day like 1961. And this gap remained the case at half-time, causing Celtic fans to worry the same thing might happen. However, there was simply no way that Henrik Larsson would allow himself to lose his final Celtic game. In the second period, he set out to change things. Firstly, in the 58th minute, and then again in the 71st minute, the Swede's name was added to the score sheet, turning around the match. A later strike from Stylian Petrov ensured there would be no fight back from the East End Park side, and it ended 3-1, and another victory for the Celts. Almost 2 years after this, Celtic and Dunfermline again came face to face in a national final, but this time it wasn't the Scottish Cup, but instead the League Cup. On the 19th of March 2006, this time with Gordon Strachan as Celtic manager, there was another Hampden excursion for fans wearing green and white, and black and white. This was another poignant day, nicknamed the Jimmy Johnston final, following the death of the legendary Celt. For the first time ever between the sides in a final, it wasn't Dunfermline who took the lead. It did seem like it would be goalless at half-time, until Magic Zarafsky scored just before the interval. Later goals from Sean Maloney and Dion Dublin ensured that in the end it was a comfortable 3-0 win for the boys. Before this coming weekend, the most recent time that Celtic and Dunfermline have played a Scottish Cup final happened in 2007. It was an incredibly tight and hard-fought match, something that Celtic would do well to remember ahead of Saturday. 85 minutes elapsed without any goals. It was approaching that time when anyone who scored would surely claim victory. This was a positive thought for Dunfermline, who of course had taken the lead against Celtic in the side's three previous Scottish Cup finals. Instead, an unlikely hero stepped forward for the Celts. Jean-Jo Perrier-Doumbé was a French-born fullback for Cameroon, and not exactly known for his scoring prowess. But with 5 minutes remaining, he knocked home what proved to be the decisive goal. This 2007 final also sealed a surprising record for one Celtic player. Stephen Presley claimed another Scottish Cup winner's medal, but for his third team, having previously also won the prize as a Rangers and Hearts player. When Celtic played Dunfermline in Cup finals, the oddities of footballing fate are often evident. Jock Stein beat the Celts in 1961 and then reversed this in 1965. Such a strange moment will be true on Saturday too. In 2007, the two sides' last joint final, the Celtic captain was Neil Lennon, a man who has beaten Dunfermline in three Cup finals this century. However, at Hampden this weekend, Neil Lennon will be there, but in the Fife dugout, hoping to change the usual record when the sides meet. Celtic have had a strange season. For a long time, it looked like there would be no silverware to celebrate. But now an unlikely double is just 90 minutes away. The Celts traditionally go behind when playing Dunfermline in Scottish Cup finals, so they'll need to keep their nerve if that does happen. Saturday will be Celtic's sixth occasion facing Dunfermline in a Cup final. Despite losing the first, hopefully by 5 p.m, it will be a 5-1 win ratio for the men in green and white. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X and Blue Sky. You can also take part in a free Celtic walking tour. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.